Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
So hear me, President Trump, when I say this. To get to any of us, you will have to get through all of us.
Last night, elections around the country. That was Zoran Mamdani, who is now going to be the mayor of New York City come January. There are also races in New Jersey and Virginia, and that Prop 50 vote that happened in California. And across the board, Democrats came out on top. And so we wanted to get Hancock and Kelly in studio. And again, the Mamdani thing has gotten most of the attention and has for the weeks leading up to the election. But I think, and Amy and I both have been talking about what this now means moving forward, that there's a bigger picture thing here with implications for 2026. And we saw a lot of the counties in, for example, Virginia moving back to the right from, or I'm sorry, back to the left from where the voting was in 2024. That what does all of this mean? All of those races last night, and we know that, again, New York is New York. They're going to vote blue. But what does it mean that a lot of these counties, even in redder areas, had shifted to the left?
Yeah, even in Georgia, they wound up having three folks that were right Republicans on the, like, the Power Commission get bounced. It just was an anti-Republican vote. We anticipated this historically, right? We see this. The president comes in. The other side, particularly in this Virginia and New Jersey race, they've always kind of gone back the other way. The question for the Democrats, who had a great night from coast to coast, is whether or not they can sustain that wave, if you will, to the upcoming election cycle. You remember that the Republicans were hoping to have a wave against Joe Biden. Remember that red wave conversation we had? Because historically, they should have come back after Joe Biden, and it didn't happen. My biggest takeaway from last night, and I think you're right, Zoran got most of the attention of the evening, but my biggest takeaway is that people were talking about costs and what it costs to be an American right now, living, paying for things. And that was a common theme, regardless of where you were at, from coast to coast.
Yeah. And, you know, I go back and look at the 2009 off year elections. You'll remember that Obama had been president just under a year, very similar circumstance in that regard to Trump, and the Democrats were laid waste in 2009. Republicans won the governorship in New Jersey and in Virginia. Coming around to the 2010 election was a massive Republican wave. They took control of the Congress, and Scott Brown got elected in Massachusetts that year, a Republican. So I think these off-cycle elections can portend quite a bit a year in advance. I don't think it has much implication on the 2028 presidential cycle, but I think you're looking at a 20, 26 election that the Democrats certainly are going to take the House, even with all the funny business out there.
It's all about the redistricting.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a tougher slog to the Senate for them just because of the makeup of the seats that are on the table. But a couple of bad nominees in Republican primaries, I'm thinking about Texas and some other places, the Democrats could take the Senate.
And we all hand-wrung and stuff and had conversations about, is the Democratic Party dead, you know, after the last election? And they didn't really have a leader. There was nobody who was emerging. What we did see here, and it just happens through natural pushback of the status quo, is we did see issues start to emerge where Democrats were coalescing voters behind them. And I think that's the biggest takeaway, is the Democratic Party is finding a way to push back against the Republicans now. Even with Zohran up in New York, while they wanted to talk about his religion, while they wanted to talk about some of maybe the extremist positions he had, if you go and read most of his core messages, it was about costs, inflation, tariffs, affordability.
Well, that's what Trump went on in 24.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why I think when you look at the lesson that can be learned from this, which to me is amazing that you have to learn the lesson that the political momentum swings from one side of the pendulum to the next. I mean, we always see that, is that the Republicans are falling for, you know, the snapshot fallacy, that this moment where Republicans are in power is forever, that this is the bent of the country, that, you know, woke is dead, you know, all of that is gone. And that's why you see Trump saying things like, let's get rid of the filibuster. If you don't get rid of the filibuster, he said this yesterday, you know, Republicans aren't going to win. And they're bulldozing these fail safes. They are leveling the barriers that slowed down the application of political agendas, which are there to bring stability to our country. So why in the world would Trump and MAGA Republicans level the landscape, get rid of the barriers, only to lose office?
Because they're bad at politics. You know, Trump's very good at connecting with folks that are struggling and hurting and angry. He's very good. Uniquely gifted in that regard, I would argue. But he and his team are really bad at politics. And this whole redistricting thing, they're creating a bunch of these 52, 53% Republican districts, in theory. And I think, especially in Texas, where the Latino vote, if you look at the Latino vote performance in public opinion polls as it relates to Trump, I mean, it's like really bad. And they're creating these supposed pickup districts. I think they're going to end up losing them, more than a few of them. And because they're really bad at politics, they don't understand politics.
Not that I'm defending Donald Trump and what he's up to, but these may be the only cards he has to play. Was to come up with a way to try to hold on to Congress by doing this redistricting, which was against the norms, which is against everything. You know, the Senate potentially could be in play, but what the president potentially faces, since Congress hasn't done oversight for the past 9 months and doesn't appear like it's going to do it for the future months that we have until Congress changes, they face investigations. Donald Trump knows that if the House or the Senate were to flip in this cup, we're going to start to have hearings about how we tore down walls and what we're up to with ICE, et cetera. And that's not happening right now. That's why I think he's playing the only cards he has, John, which is try to pull off a Hail Mary pass on this redistricting stuff.
Could be, but it's
otherwise,
it's
his
dumb.
2 years are going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Good, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So does this, what about, because Michael, you're talking about messaging, and Mamdani's messaging has really been about economics. It's all been about how expensive New York is for people who live there, you know, groceries, rent, healthcare, so on and so forth. Does this say anything about all of the other stuff that Republicans have kind of been focused on, like the trans stuff and DEI? And even though it worked in the last election in 2024, does it mean that maybe people weren't voting so much on those things, that they really were voting on economy and affordability and all that?
I don't know. It was a pretty piercing message that the Trump campaign had in those last couple of months that they were running on trans, where we were debating that issue. I think what we're seeing is the pocketbook far outweighs all of these peripheral issues when the rubber meets the road. And this is the first time the voters have had their chance to speak since they've gotten all these promises that prices were going to come down on day one, that the wars were going to end, that things are great, you know, that we've got all this money and that tariffs are going to work for them. They're not seeing it, and pocketbooks win in the day.
Yeah, if you're having to make a decision whether to put ground beef in your spaghetti, the fact that trans kids are swimming in the pool down the road at school is seemingly less important, I think.
Yeah, this I listened to a really, really good conversation with Yuval Levin and Jonah Goldberg, and I love Yuval Levin. And to that point, he said, even in this populist moment, it's really important to take our leaders seriously because they do matter, because Trump was able to cause the right to abandon all of its prior set of principles and focus solely on a set of resentments that were there but had never been prioritized to this level. And he ran on resentment and anger.
Yeah, anger is a powerful motivator. The angry voter, whatever you may think of them, they vote. And, you know, folks that are just kind of drifting along and going through life, not paying a lot of attention, you know, and the Democrat voter and some traditional Republican voters are angry at what's happening in Washington right now. Not just Donald Trump, but the House is not functional. The whole Congress is, you know, doing nothing. And those angry voters vote, and I suspect those angry voters will be voting Democrat in 2026.
One of the interesting things of the Trump election this last time around was the amount of Latino support he got. And you pointed that out, John. We saw Latinos who are typically, you know, Catholic, right of center, that had identified with Donald Trump moving back in huge numbers. I mean, I don't know what more evidence they needed than realize that Donald Trump wasn't a friend of Latinos. Heck, he even says it. But that was a big takeaway last night, too. That's problematic for the president and the Republican parties in the states where they, you know, have a stranglehold. And Texas is one of those places that folks like me hope every year is going to finally turn blue. But John highlighted it. The Republicans have got two bad candidates, and they've got a lot of mad Latinos against them. It could be the perfect storm this time.
Could.
And also, the president last night on Truth Social said it, and then he basically said it again today to Republican senators that they that he thought Republicans lost on the shutdown. That people, and then I'm paraphrasing, that they are blaming Republicans for it, and that's what happened in these races last night. When you really break down the numbers and look at counties and so on and so forth, do you think that's true? Do you think?
Yeah, but don't you think there's some more subliminal stuff there too, Ranj? As people have been watching folks get taken off of streets, we all see it in the news. Doesn't matter where you live. It's happening in St. Louis. It's happening in Mississippi. It's not just in California. And you couple that with the fact that they've watched the president go receive gold crowns, tear down the White House, tell us some stuff. I think it's a culmination of all of it that's lining up.
Yeah, the shutdown, if you look at the numbers, it's not overwhelming that the Republicans are taking the blame on it. I mean, they are, you know, more than the Democrats are, but that polling is not particularly wide, you know, a wide gap. I think it's the cost of living, these ridiculously stupid tariffs that are raising the cost for everybody out there. I mean, Amy, you talked about Republicans walking away from their historical precepts. Tariff policy has been 90 years since that was a thing. And what we're doing now is dumb. It's stupid. And every, you know, Rand Paul, to his credit, and now I think there's, what, four senators have voted for a resolution to reject tariffs for Republican senators. So, I mean, some folks are starting to wake up to that. But that particular economic policy is devastating to our economy. It's devastating to our foreign relationships in the world. And it's devastating to America's reputation in the world. And it needs to change.
But is that message going to be heard from the White House, that the tariff thing's not working? Mike Johnson's clearly showed us that he surrendered his existence to Donald Trump. John Thune's remaining silent. But do you think the Republicans are realizing what happened to them last night, that they maybe got to distance themselves from the policies of Trump, not Trump?
I hope. We did a whole postmortem after poor Mitt Romney got defeated in 2012, you know, and we had all these things. This is what the party's got to do. And we turned around and elected Donald Trump.
This is just kind of weird. I was gaming this out in my head this morning in the shower. I was just thinking, isn't there something twisted about America? I think we like the fact that Donald Trump, the voters out there, like the fact that Donald Trump's there and he's this bunking Bronco, and they actually want to see somebody fight with him and push him back. I think there's some weird psychology that's going on.
That's 100% correct.
That they want him, but at the same time, they want him to be facing this resistance. They want him under investigation.
Well, it's fascinating to say the least, isn't it?
Yeah.
Michael Kelly, John Hancock, and John, I know you, can you stick around, guys, for just a few more minutes?
I suppose.
Yeah. John's got an update about his family friend that he has told us about over the last several days, one who is on the verge of being deported despite committing no real crimes here in this country. So we'll get an update from John when we come back on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. John Hancock and Michael Kelly are in studio. And John, last week, at the end of last week, you gave us, you told us a story about a close friend of yours who is dealing with the awful prospect of being deported. He's a husband. He is a father to two little ones. I guess as you give us the update, do you want to give us set the table quickly about this gentleman again?
So my daughter's best friend from preschool through high school was going to St. Louis U for college and working at a restaurant. She met one of the guys was a cook at the restaurant. They fell in love and they got married. They've had two kids. They have a house in De Pere, I believe. And on his way to work, it'll be 2 weeks ago tomorrow, he was followed from his driveway to his place of employment and arrested by ICE. And he's been incarcerated ever since. So, and it looks like the best case scenario at this point is that he gets sent back to Mexico, but there's no guarantee of that. He had spent with a lawyer in Houston, Texas some years ago, $15,000, and the lawyer advertised that they can get your papers. And he did, in fact, get a Social Security card. He got a driver's license. He thought he was fine.
All on the up and up.
And this law firm was committing fraud. And so when they got busted by the feds, all of their case files are there. This fellow's name was in there. And so he thinks he's here legally, but he's not. And so they picked him up. He's never broken a law. I mean, you know, he's a sweetheart of a guy. And he's got a 3-year-old and an 8-month-old. And he's in prison right now, and they're going to have a hearing of some sort. It's not clear to me. ICE doesn't tell him anything. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got a good, reputable immigration attorney the family has hired at considerable cost, I'm sure. And you know, I think at this point, given what has happened with ICE, where they're just sending folks to these prison camps all over, the best thing you can hope for is that this young man can return to the family that he does have in Mexico. But there's no guarantee of it. And it's just horrifying.
And you said, again, so his wife is American. His wife is one of the best friends of your daughter, mm-hmm. daughters, grown up together. He's got, an American wife, two young American kids. He's a breadwinner.
Yep.
He's supporting the family. He's supporting his wife, supporting his kids. He has been here for years.
Yep.
He tried to do everything the right way with going through this law firm. Mm-hmm. And the law firm, he's a victim of this fraudulent law firm who took his money and gave him whatever it was fake, where he had a social security number, a driver's license. He thought he was on the up and up. He's abducted by ICE. And you told me that there's a real chance that this guy, like you said, has not committed a crime, could end up in...
I don't know how much of a chance. I mean, we don't know anything.
We don't know anything. But right. Like you said, he's a loving, tender guy. I mean, think of people listening now. Like, I'm thinking of my brother, who's 32.
Mm-hmm.
And you potentially, worst case scenario, you're thrown into a prison camp in El Salvador.
Mm. I can't think about it.
It's no. Just, and his little three-year-old is asking where daddy is.
Yep.
His wife is, I mean, I like you said, best case scenario, they all pack up and move to Mexico. This is so cruel and unnecessary. It's detestable.
Detestable policy. It's just such, it's reprehensible.
Everybody's in favor of folks that come here and are breaking the law and violating the law and, you know, stealing or whatever. Everybody's in favor of shipping those folks out. But that's not what's going on. And this guy, I am told by folks that are in the immigration business that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of folks just exactly like this guy, living their lives, paying taxes, raising a family, that are caught up in this and being deported out of our country. And I'll tell you what, I mean, this is personal for me, but if you look at it from the standpoint of our country, we're taking productive citizens who are paying taxes,
yep.
contributing to their communities, raising children that are going to be productive members of society, and we're just yanking them out of the country. That's going to hurt. We will pay, as a nation, a price for this policy. I guarantee it.
Well, when you get an update again, John, we'll, you know, of course, we want to talk about it. So it's just, it's terrible. And I mean, I think we could all see this coming. We could see it coming last year, at the end of last year, and now it's here, and it's happening, and it's happening to good people who are doing nothing wrong.
Yep.
So that's just...
I'm with John. It's so awful. I mean, I couldn't sleep last night.
It's indefensible.
Yes.
It's just indefensible.
So cruel.
Yeah,
and we have a person watching on Facebook named John who says this is not America anymore.
That's correct.
And I will say this is not American. What is happening to these people is not American.
If you want to get the worst of the worst, go get the worst of the worst and send them out. Not somebody who was working in a kitchen and, you know, doing good, or a business owner like the gentleman in Staunton, Illinois, who owned a business, a restaurant. And people would come to it, and the community came out to support him. That's a person who was contributing to his community, and they just snatched him and took him out. That's not what any of us want. And if you do want that, you need to figure it out. You need to figure out what's wrong with you. Hancock and Kelly with us. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for coming in today. We'll talk to you Friday.
See you Friday.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.